This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
Doom, 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 doom.
Well, way out west in this great land, there lives one hell of a clan. Had the misfortune, had the bad luck to be called a gooey duck. Now it might be gooey, but it ain't no bird. It's big and it's ugly and it looks absurd. Dig one out, takes all that you got to bring it on home and put it in the pot. Gooey duck. Well, it ain't no bird. Gooey duck. It looks like, haven't you heard? Gooey duck. Who cares what his name is? Gooey duck. It looks just like a well, the shell is small and the neck is long. Man, that thing goes on and on. You live in the sand and you never see them. Low tide muck and you wouldn't want to be one. To dig one up takes lots of grit. Guts and fire and full of spit. Just reach on down and grab a hole and pull and pull and pull and pull. Gooey duck. Well, it ain't no bird, gooey duck. It looks like, haven't you heard? Gooey duck, who cares what his name is? Gooey duck, it looks just like a now, if you're lucky to dig one out, don't jump and cheer and wave it about. Men will cry and women faint if they think you got what you ain't. Just take it on home and use it in chowder or fritters or sushi. It really doesn't matter. Call your friends from far and near to come on over for clam and beer. Gooey duck. Well, it ain't no bird, gooey duck. It looks like, haven't you heard? Gooey duck, who cares what his name is? Gooey duck, it looks just like a there's lots of tales that I could tell of gooey ducks digging down the hill, of folks that dig them and folks that eat them and folks that never even seen them. Way up here in the great northwest, where the living is simply the best, gooey duck fritters with fries on the side will make you as happy as a clam at high tide. Gooey duck. Well, it ain't no bird, gooey duck. It looks like, haven't you heard? Gooey duck, who cares what his name is? Gooey duck, it looks just like a gooey duck.
Ooh, Dan Roberts, you just barely hit that bass note. I don't think I could hit it right now. The Gooey Duck. This is the Whateverly Brothers from their third album. It's a pretty good album. And these folks just have fun doing what they do, and they do it really well. And if you get a chance to see the Whateverly Brothers, you should do that. Sometimes they show up at the Tumbleweed Festival, and I think they actually toured east of the mountains, but they're always doing stuff at the shanties festivals and the markets and things like that at the all over the west side. The Whateverly Brothers, if you get it. Anyway, that's all about the wonderful, wonderful third album. Really, really enjoy this stuff. Like it is, it's the best one they've done. And they do some ballads, and they have good triple harmonies at times, the Whateverlies. And you want to check them out. You want to check them out. This is homegrown stuff that's developed into high-quality stuff. Alrighty, we're going to keep it going along those same lines. Yes, we are.
Be scared now, don't be spastic. We got lots and lots of duct tape and plastic protection for the whole family. Duct tape and plastic can save your life. Make sure you give it to the kids and the wife. poisons, it can stop a lot of germs. After you're dead, it can even stop the worm. Postmortem security. Duct tape and plastic can save your life. You can cut it with scissors or utility knife. It's a simple ABC. Windows, wrap it on your doors. If your skin breaks out, cover up your pores. It can save you from infirmity. A duct tape and plastic can save your life. Make sure you give it to the kids and their wives. Honey, you can count on me. For an investment with a real fast maturity, call the director of the Homeland Security. He knows just what to do. He'll recommend duct tape, he'll recommend plastic, and the market will rebound like a snap of elastic, and we'll be protected too. Duct tape and don't be spastic. We got lots and lots of duct tape and plastic protection for that whole family. Duct tape and plastic can save your life. Make sure you give it to the kids and your wife. Honey, you can count on. You know you can count on. Yeah, you can count.
Okay, let's just groove this.
Doom, 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 doom.
Kitty hot girls, don't use no combs. Heave away, haul away. Combs their hair with codfish bones, and we're bound away for Australia. Oh, heave her up, me bully, bully boys. Heave away, haul away. Heave her up, and don't you make a noise. And we're bound away for Australia. Oh, Cape Cod girls, don't sleep on beds. Heave away, haul away. They go to sleep on a codfish head. And we're bound away for Australia. Oh, heave her up, me bully, bully boys. Heave away, haul away. Heave her up, and don't you make a noise. And we're bound away for Australia. Oh, Cape Cod doctors ain't got no pills. Heave away, haul away. the way to feed their patients codfish gills, and we're bound away for Australia. Oh, heave her up, me bully, bully boys. Heave away, haul away, heave her up, and don't you make a noise, and we're bound away for Australia. Oh, Cape Cod cats ain't got no tails. Heave away, haul away, they lost them all in a northeast gale, and we're bound away for Australia. Oh, heave her up, me bully, bully boys. Heave away, haul away, heave her up, and don't you make a noise, and we're bound away for Australia. All Cape Cod women don't bake no pies. Heave away, haul away, to feed their babies codfish eyes, and we're bound away for Australia. Oh, heave her up, me bully, bully boys. Heave away, haul away, heave her up, and don't you make a noise, and we're bound away for Australia. All Cape Cod kids ain't got no sleds. Heave away, haul away, they slide down hills on codfish heads, and we're bound away for Australia. Oh, heave her up, me bully, bully boys. Heave away, haul away, heave her up, and don't you make a noise, and we're bound away for Australia. All Cape Cod ladies ain't they got no frills. Heave away, haul away, yes, skinny inside as a codfish gill, and we're bound away for Australia. Oh, heave her up, me bully, bully boys. Heave away, haul away, heave her up, and don't you make a noise, and we're bound away for Australia. Oh, heave her up, me bully, bully boys. Heave away, haul away, heave her up, and don't you make a noise, and we're bound away for Australia.
President Bush says the government can pay for a massive rebuilding of areas destroyed by Hurricane Katrina without raising taxes. Democrats and some Republicans are raising questions about where that money's going to come from. President Bush says the federal government will pay most of the costs of building new roads and bridges, restoring housing and health care, and providing job training and primary education for hundreds of thousands of people displaced by the killer storm.
The recovery of the Gulf Coast region will be one of the largest reconstruction efforts the world has ever seen. And I have made a pledge of the American people. Throughout the area hit by the hurricane, we will help our citizens rebuild their communities and their lives.
Katrina, Katrina, how could you be so mean? Katrina, Katrina, how could you be so mean? You took away my home down in New Orleans. I'm standing on my rooftop waiting for the National Guard. I'm standing on my rooftop waiting for the National Guard. If they don't get here soon, my legs will be waterlogged. Washington got the warning, levee gonna crash. Washington got the warning, levee gonna crack. But it's a bourgeois town, and that bourgeois clown got his circus in Iraq.
President's given no estimate for the cost of that rebuilding, but it is certain to be higher than the $62 billion already approved by Congress. Asked about the cost during a Friday news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Mr. Bush said the government would have to slash unnecessary spending, but he's confident Washington can handle it, saying it's going to cost whatever it's going to cost.
I tore off my shirt, made a sign, said S.O.S. of my shirt made a sign, said S.O.S. They went right by me, gonna let me die, I guess. I saw 14 corpses floating down on their backs. I saw 14 corpses floating down on their backs. I might be number 15, they can't rescue me, they're in Iraq. Can't count on your constitution, it wasn't written for me. Can't count on your constitution, it wasn't written for me. That statue in New York Harbor ain't my Statue of Liberty. Can't count on your congressman working in Washington, D.C. Can't count on your congressman working in Washington, D.C. That man in the White House ain't no president to me.
Again, addressed criticism that race may have played a role in the slow pace of the response, as most of those stranded in the floodwaters of New Orleans were black and poor. Mr. Bush,
as we rebuild homes and businesses, we will renew our promise to be the land of equality and decency. And one day, Americans will look back at the response to Hurricane Katrina and say that our country grew not only in prosperity, but also in character and justice.
Katrina, Katrina, could you be so cruel? Katrina, Katrina, how could you be so cruel? You left me standing on a rooftop, crying like a crazy fool. Katrina, Katrina, how could you be so mean? Katrina, Katrina, how could you be so mean? I wanna go home to New Orleans. I wanna go home to New Orleans. I wanna go home to New Orleans.
As we rebuild homes and businesses, we will renew our promise to be the land of equality and decency.
This is from an interesting album called The Wizard of Us, or The Wizard of U.S., and it's got some fairly, what used to be determined incendiary stuff on it, but it's got some quirky kind of, well, quirky, I think is a good word, whimsical looks at things. Katrina, Katrina, they also did the Duct Tape song, and they have a live album out as well. I need to look more into this. I like this material. I like going back and taking a look at what had happened, what's happened 10, 12, 15, 20, 100 years ago, and listen to the broadside ballads and some of the alternative points of view on certain things, I guess is the best way to put it. There are songs, and as Phil Oakes said, in the greatest disasters and the greatest catastrophes, you know, one can always find humor. Whether you should look for it or not is one thing, but that's kind of what this album is all about. The Whateverly Brothers, Cape Cod, bound away for Australia. They comb their hair with codfish bones and slide down hills on codfish heads, and we're bound away for Australia. Here's one more from the Whateverly Brothers. Mm-hmm.
Some people say a man is made out of mud, a poor man's made out of muscle and blood, a muscle and blood and skin and bones, and a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal hay. The strobe ball said, well, bless my soul, you load
16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go out my soul to the company store.
I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. A fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the cane rig by an old mama line. Ain't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load
16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Well, you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't hit you, then the left one will. You load
16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Ooh, I owe my soul to the company store.
That's a kind of a revival of the band Quarter Flash. Quarter Flash was a folk rock band from the early 70s and featuring Steve Lawler. It was his band. Steve Lawler's an excellent guitar player, plays a lot of 12-string, and he's an excellent singer. It's just clear of voice, even, and he's getting up there. He's probably in his mid-60s, and his voice is just as clear as a bell. Steve Lawler, and he got a couple of folks from the Kingsmen, you know, the old Louie Louie guys, and he got them together and went back into the studio and did some things Quarter Flash style, and he calls this album Quarter Flash and the band Quarter Flash, Steve Lawler. You know what? We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we have a half hour's worth of music left to go. And it's pretty good stuff. You just hold your horses because we are coming back with lots more music. Just continuous until next week, and we'll do it all over again. Alrighty? We're coming back. Hang on.
Mostly sunny today with high temperatures about 46 degrees in Moscow, 54 in Clarkston. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s to the lower 30s, and partly cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures will be in the lower 50s. A chance of showers again by Tuesday.
Thanks to generous listeners and businesses, you can enjoy your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio. Our business sponsors include Swilly's Restaurant and Schweitzer Engineering Laboratories in Pullman. You can learn more about our program sponsors and how you can join them by visiting nwpr.org and clicking on support.
It's obvious that it's a mess, but we can work it out. We've got to find a way, some way, somehow. And this is quite the hole that we dug ourselves into. We can't just fill it in with just one scoop. And these times are tumultuous, but it's time to open up our eyes. It makes me so frustrated how we often underestimate what we could do with just a little peace. Or maybe we're just jaded. It's possible we've overstayed our welcome here amongst our human race. Solution, then you're just a problem too. So take your finger, point it right back at you. And this is quite the mess that we got ourselves into. We can't just sweep it up with just one swoop. Crimes are preposterous, but we still plead our innocence. If we communicated, got everybody on the same page, we would see the chaos that we chose. We'd see it's all related. The statistics clearly correlate. The proof is there, it's right beneath our nose. And these times, they are tumultuous, and these crimes are preposterous. It's time for us to open up. It's time for us to open up our eyes. It makes me so frustrated how we often underestimate what we could do with just a little peace. Maybe we're just jaded. It's possible we've overstayed our welcome here amongst our human race. It's obvious that it's a mess, but we can work it out. We've got to find a way, some way, somehow.
Well, I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I'm going down to Louisiana, my true love for the sea.
opens his eyes, falls in love at first sight with the girl in the doorway. What beautiful lines, how full of life after thousands of years. What a face to wake up to. He holds back a sigh as she touches his arm. She dusts off the bed where till now he's been sleeping. Under miles of stone, the dried fig of his heart, under scarab and bone, starts back to its beating. She carries him home in a beautiful boat. He watches the sea from a porthole in storage. He can hear all she says as she sits by his bed. And one day his lips answer her in her own language. The days quickly pass, he loves making her laugh. The first time he moves, it's her hair that he touches. She asks, are you cursed? He says, I think that I'm cured. Then he talks of the Nile and the girls in bulrushes. Oh. He is laid in a glass-covered case. He pretends he is dead. People crowd round to see him, but each night she comes round, and the two wander down the halls of the tomb that she calls a museum. Often he stops to rest, but then less and less. Then it's her that looks tired, staying up asking questions. He learns how to read from the papers that she is writing about him. Makes corrections, that's his face on a book. More and more come to look. Families from Iowa, Upper West Siders. Then one day it's too much. He decides to get up and this chaos ensues. He walks outside to find her. She's using a cane and her face looks too pale. But she's happy to see him. As they walk, he supports her. She asks, are you cursed? But his answer's obscured in a sandstorm of flashbulbs and rowdy reporters. Oh. Out of limos, he meets other women. He speaks of her fondly. Their nights in the museum, but she's just one more rag. Now he's dragging behind them. She stops going out. She just lies there in bed in hotels and whatever towns they are speaking. Then her face starts to set and her hands start to fold. And one day the dried figure of her heart stops its beat. Said, think of them as an immense invitation. She asked, are you cursed? He said, I think that I'm cured. Then he kissed her in hope that she'd forget that question.
I'm the king of fools, the King Kong, king of fools. Now fool always has a song. He sings it feeling proud. And before too long, there's a crowd. And a fool finds himself alone, with grinning faces all around, watching dance till he falls down. I'm the king, I'm the king of fools, the King Kong, king of fools. Now fool falls into a trance. He cannot help himself. He's a walking, talking someone else. And a fool buys another round to keep out of the rain. Makes a promise to himself, never again. I'm the king, I'm the king of fools, the King Kong, king of fools.
My fire's glow. No your breakup, and it caught me unaware. Such a sad state of affairs. You never know. It seems like no one ever stays together anymore. Northeast of Eden, February doesn't want to go. Hearts are growing heavy, trying to bear the weight of falling snow. Northeast of Eden, February doesn't want to go. Hearts are growing heavy, trying to bear the weight of falling snow.
That's Kevin Brown. Kevin Brown does the front porch or back porch or mid porch bluegrass show on Spokane Public Radio. Comes on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and he is such an expansive guy, and I don't mean that physically. I mean that in his writing and in his approach to music. My goodness, this album. This is his second album, and it took a while to grow on me. Not like his first album. His first album was good from day one. But this album is really starting to sort of catch fire in my soul here. It's got some great stuff. It's right up there with the first album. And like I say, it took it a while. And I think every cut on this album is give or take in the amazing range. Alrighty, Kevin Brown. And from his newest album, came out, oh, I don't know, must have been about a year ago, maybe. And it's already going to be up there in my classic thing. I'm setting up a classic thing, the Dan Marr favorite CDs. And I'm trying to winnie it down to about 50. And it makes it really hard, but definitely his first album would be in there, and probably his second one. Kevin Brown, he's with the Big Red Barn group, and he is writing, and he plays mandolin, and he plays guitar, and he's really good, and he's a hot shot in the Blue Water Bluegrass Festival thing, and he's really something. He has a job too, doing something, can't remember what it is. he does something for his day job. Alrighty, how about we hear one more before the show winds up from Kevin Brown then? Okay.
An echo from the hour when you were born. Your mother spoke strange new words of comfort in answer to a question that you could not form. Was a steady hand holding things together just when it seemed. just my brother. Wipe away that dead look in your eyes. The morning light is dancing on the water. So rise and shine. All I'm saying is I hear the sound of thunder like a locomotive rolling through.
We have to pull out of a lot of instrumental stuff in there, and I made it just long enough, and I didn't check the time, so it's there you go. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Morrow. We'll be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk, and until then, this show is history. It's done. It's out of here. Bye.
This is station manager Kerry Swanson. You've been hearing talk about the Super Thursday fundraiser coming up soon. You may have also heard that as soon as 2,000 listeners pledge their support, we'll end the drive. And you have our word on that. So this time, the length of the drive is entirely up to you. But it's critical the pledge drive meets its goal. To give the fund drive a good head start, you can give right now at nwpr.org, and your pledge will be counted toward the goal. Support the programs you enjoy and depend on from Northwest Public Radio, and this Super Thursday can be a successful and efficient fundraiser. Thanks.
Pledge now at nwpr.org. It's 2 o'clock, time for the Thistle and Shamrock.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org. At Northwest Public Radio, listener contributions and business sponsorship make it possible for you to